Good morning. From WVIK News in the Quad Cities, I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Monday morning, November 6th. A landmark along Interstate 80 in eastern Iowa is growing. Work is underway on a $10 million remodeling and expansion of the Iowa 80 truck stop at Walcott, just west of Davenport. Marketing manager Heather DeBailey says the main reason is competition.
We need to offer something that's going to attract people, that's going to be bigger and better and more beautiful than our competition at the corner.
Already covering 100,000 square feet, the main building will grow by 23,000, and soon the truck entrance will be a landscaped and lighted boulevard. With 500 employees, 900 truck parking spaces, and 75 acres under concrete, it calls itself the largest truck stop in the world. Polls will be open tomorrow in the Iowa Quad Cities and across the state for municipal elections. In Bettendorf, there's just one race. Voters will fill an at-large seat on the city council. Davenport voters will decide several races for aldermen in the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 6th wards, and they'll choose two at-large members of the council. And Iowans going to the polls tomorrow will be asked to show an ID, but not to worry, it's just a dress rehearsal for when Iowa's new voter ID law goes into effect. Starting in 2018, voters without an ID will have to swear to their identity, and then in 2019, they'll be allowed to cast a provisional ballot only. Grundy County Auditor Rhonda Dieters heads the Iowa County Auditors Association.
As you know, ID is not required to vote at this time, but we need to educate the voters of Iowa's new ID requirements, so we're beginning that process through our elections.
Dieter says asking for an ID was added to the routine training for poll workers this year. Most polling places in Scott County will be open from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. on Tuesday, but some will open at noon. Those include Buffalo, Dixon, Donahue, Maysville, McCausland, New Liberty, Panorama Park, and Princeton. Governor Bruce Rauner has declared a harvest emergency across Illinois. The designation means trucks carrying grain can exceed weight limits by 10%. State Agriculture Director Raymond Poe says it should help farmers get their product to market more efficiently.
When you got the weather, the type of weather we have, that slows them up. And every day that you can get that crop out quicker is a lot of times the day that yields are going to be a lot better.
Poe says it could help farmers move as much as 70 more acres per day. Wet weather earlier this year delayed planting in parts of the state, which in turn delays the harvest. That's led to congestion at grain elevators. Moline may open the new bridge to Sylvan Island before Christmas. Parks and Recreation Director Lori Wilson says the city closed the old pedestrian and bike bridge because it was dangerous.
The old bridge is completely down. And the new bridge is in place. It's not complete yet. They're still working on adjustments and shoring and things like that.
The park on Sylvan Island remained open, but Wilson says the only way to get there is by boat. Sylvan Island is located near the border of Moline and Rock Island, south of Arsenal Island. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.